This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. More from our correspondent.
All-party delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Baijant Panda, Congress' Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoji Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena's Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting the significance of this initiative, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju emphasized that the delegations will carry India's unified message of zero tolerance towards terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity above politics and beyond differences. Meanwhile, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor thanked the centre for the invitation to lead an all-party delegations to 5 key capitals. He said that he will always be available when national interest is involved and his services are required. With Pallavi Parmar and Aman Yadav, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given a befitting reply to terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Speaking at a public meeting in Gandhinagar after launching development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, Mr. Shah hailed the decisive actions taken by the Indian Armed Forces in response to acts of terrorism. Referring to Operation Sindoor, Shah said that Pahalgam terror attack was avenged by destroying terror camps of outfits like Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba located in Pakistan.
Modi ji ne har hamle ka jawab ni makkamta se diya hai ki aaj puri duniya aashcharyachakit hokar dekh rahi hai aur Pakistan bhayabhit hokar uska anubhav kar raha hai. Jab Uri mein hamla hua surgical strike karkar hai प्रतीकात्मक जवाब दिया गया पुलवामा में हमला हुआ एयर स्ट्राइक कर चेतावनी दी गई मगर ये सुधरे नहीं पहलगांव में हमला किया इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर दिया.
In Haryana, 3 persons have been arrested on charges of spying for Pakistan. Haryana police has arrested Jyoti Rani, a YouTuber from Hisar, on charges of spying for Pakistan. A case has been registered against Jyoti at Civil Lines Police Station in Hisar. Hisar Deputy Superintendent of Police Kamaljeet said that Jyoti was in contact with Pakistan's intelligence agencies and was sending intelligence information through social media. The police also arrested a youth, Devendra Singh, aged 25, from Mastgarh village in Kaithal on charges of spying for Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI. Kaithal Superintendent of Police Aastha Modi said that Devendra Singh had sent confidential information related to the Indian Army, including Operation Sindoor, to Pakistan. The police also arrested a person near Rajaka village of Nagina, police area of Mewat, on charge of spying for Pakistan. The arrested accused used to send the country's military activities to Pakistan through WhatsApp. The accused has been identified as Arman. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 satellite at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The mission will place the EOS-09 into a sun-synchronous polar orbit. The Israel Defense Forces has said that it is preparing to expand operations in Gaza. Israel's military stated that troops had been mobilized for Operation Gideon's Chariots to seize strategic areas of Gaza and free hostages. And that is the end of this news bulletin.